Has there ever been a precedent where someone's actually cleared their IMF
Yeah,
debt?
I don't know. Yeah.
Or they just borrow more to pay off the old debt. Mm. Let's go.
We are a go.
We're getting back, guys. Go, Molly.
Well, I wasn't even ready.
We're in a mega rush, Molly.
Okay.
Turbo pod.
We're just going to go for it then.
Be the fastest thing ever.
Turbo pod, let's
no
go.
No dilly dallying. You really need
if you'd show up, we could get on with it.
You really needed your hammer today. Because we have to crack on with this.
Where is it?
Go.
Right. Agenda, the Bank of England launched an Instagram account.
I'm sorry.
No, come
top,
on.
Top of the issue. Okay, but who the hell's take that?
Just to hold that thought, Dave. Bitcoin price down following the Middle East drama. Coinbase's Bitcoin halving commercial, Kraken's Bitcoin halving commercial, UK inflation, Google's new office in El Salvador, Twitter/X to be charging users a small fee. I could don't know how to cut this one down. Foundry services. I'm just going to leave it like that.
Yeah, move on.
And I hope I got a problem. You threw me off, Tim.
For that, Molly.
Bitcoin mechanic. We'll come back to him. And halving predictions and a load of gay Daves.
Nice.
Boom.
Right, let's quickly address the shirt and then we'll move on.
Oh, that's not on the agenda.
I'm an important guy. Important places this morning. Shirt was on.
Important places as
important
well.
Places.
Well, really?
Yep. Important places.
Was Danny with you? Because he's not wearing a shirt.
I was.
He was. Yeah.
I was getting a bit too big time for us.
They've dressed up. I just went like this.
Yeah.
Trainers
dressed up.
With trainers and that.
Because you sound like a child.
Well, you are.
Yeah.
Okay. I had to hold your hand in the place.
Yeah. People to see this morning. Joe Nakamoto is a very good looking fella, isn't he?
This is sort of weird. And this is why he wore a shirt today, because he's fidgeting.
He
might pop back in later.
I need to level up.
Yeah.
Just didn't look sharp enough.
I'll tell him that he needs to pop back in before he disappears.
Great hair, great dress sense.
Come and give Dave a cuddle.
Big fan. Okay. Agenda.
Well, we'll come back on to Joe in a bit. Right, price, Bitcoin price. Currently 62,000. Down.
Roller coaster at the minute.
Yeah. Last episode's price was 68,700, and the high from last episode was 71,200. A bit down.
Quite considerable. Just a roller coaster. But there's reasons.
There's reasons.
There's two reasons. There's a reason that's not on that list, but I'll come to it in a minute. Oh. It wasn't on the agenda.
Okay, do you want to talk about the reason that is on this list then?
Well, let's just work through the agenda.
Okay, we don't do any, like, you know, off.
We have got time for this policy.
Let's go.
God.
All-time video from the Bank of England.
Bank of England.
I hope everyone's watched it.
Let's watch it.
I actually still haven't.
There you go, live react, let's go.
This is it.
Yeah.
Have they made an announcement saying they're bringing out
the video?
Just watch the video.
Right,
fine. Just watch it and enjoy.
Hi, I'm Andrew Bailey and I'm the Governor of the Bank of England and I'm here to launch our new Instagram channel. We're going to use it to tell you some of the things that go on in the Bank of England that you may not know about. What we get up to and some things about the bank's history. But I've got one good bit of news. You're not going to be seeing a lot of me on this. It's all about the bank, which is more important.
I've also lied to
things that happen in the bank. I've heard they get free breakfast on Friday mornings.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Where's our free breakfast on Friday morning?
Free to listeners, please.
Free English breakfast fry up on a Friday mornings. That's what they're doing with that money.
So they're more approachable now.
No, everything about that I felt was cringe. He looks uncomfortable.
Do you want your central bank having an Instagram page?
Do you want that? To
I don't know.
First
I don't have an Instagram page myself,
Well, I don't know. I don't really know what they're trying to do then.
Down with the kids.
Well, they're a bit like 10 years too late for that, aren't they? For Instagram,
some artsy photos.
Well, that's very nice.
Yeah,
it can't be them. It says they've already got 27,000 posts.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe they're relaunching.
They've been busy.
Since last week.
I can't be them.
They've got pictures of their gold.
I know, how smug she is.
It's all fake. I guess I don't really have anything to say, I'm going to be honest.
No.
Yeah, it's just a bit of a pivot. They're going to be more approachable, more digital, more in with the times.
They're trying to be more modern, down with the kids.
within the great...
Can't build that trust, right?
And lovely marble corridors. Yeah. Okay. Right. Not much to say on that.
I have nothing.
Great work, Bank of England.
Okay.
Been working hard there, haven't they? I imagine how much time went into that. The meeting,
how many
to,
takes?
The meeting to sort that one out.
How many takes do you think?
His shirt is better than yours.
Oh.
Fuming.
Is that what you're wearing? Are we launching ours today? Is that what you're wearing yours?
Walking down the concrete.
We should do that.
I could parody that.
Yeah. Should we do that?
I'll parody it.
I could do that.
Right, let's do that.
Okay. Bitcoin price, so Bitcoin nosedives as political tensions escalate in the Middle East.
So this was Saturday night, wasn't it?
Two reasons.
Yeah.
So as there was confirmation that Iran was sending drones and cruise missiles towards Israel, the Bitcoin price, the only live tradable commodity with a accessible 24/7, 365 market, was a litmus test, really. It was a indicator of global events.
I should add as well, I think we've seen a few questions recently about price and price speculation of things, but people saying, oh, there needs to be a correction and all these sort of things. And it's like, this, we've seen a price drop, don't get me wrong. It's not a correction, I would say, and argue. It's because there's a real world event happening, the black swan event in some respect.
Yeah, if any of the market was open at that time, they would have also dropped.
Everything would have crashed. Yeah. It's not a correction on the Bitcoin side.
It's we might be at war.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Globally. Yeah.
So I think there's people now be claiming this is the correction and this is et cetera. I don't even think there needs to be a correction. But that's what people will be claiming. So I think it's just I wanted to clarify that and just break that up a little bit.
Did the normal markets go down on Monday then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But not as impactful maybe as Bitcoin did at the weekend, because we were still uncertainty at the weekend. Mm-hmm. By the time Monday had opened up.
Tensions indeed slightly, there's negotiations in place. So it's a bit like Warren Buffett describes the market as a manic depressive. So it overreacts everything instantly and where it can. And this Bitcoin was really the only place that it could.
I like that. I like the Warren Buffett reference.
So you can quote that and get that in a newspaper.
I'll try. I'll see. It's my saying. I made this.
like your Mark Twain.
The Mark Twain.
Yeah.
Don't know who he is. Never heard of the guy.
Mm. Does it raise questions about safe haven for Bitcoin? When a big extreme event like that happens, a safe haven you'd normally expect
no
funds to move into?
Because I think it's the same way as what you've just said there. Because it's trading 24/7, 365, it can go down and the market reacts accordingly instantly with scare. So that they are scared, so they just react. Same way as gold as well. I think, did gold go down as well?
I think
gold had gone down in anticipation, I think, actually. So it's just a natural reaction almost.
Mm-hmm.
And then it recovers over.
Yeah, you have that short-term reaction, right? And then long-term, if these tensions are still there.
Yeah, I do agree.
You tend to see
the uptick. But also the price coming down only went from like the 70K to the 63 to 5 region or something. And then we did dip yesterday, was it down to about 59, just around 59K? Yeah, it was about 59,000. But also that was also not, I don't believe, due to any news or anything.
Well, I think it is.
I know why it is, but...
Well, I know why it is.
Go on, I also know why it is.
Right, so if we have three different reasons why...
No, no, it's the same reason.
Me and Zach have said...
Yeah, didn't do that before. The Fed have gone a bit cold about cutting the rate because the inflation in America is not is still on the rise. No, these are things that have happened, so you can't really say no.
I can
you can keep saying no, but that has happened.
Almost guarantee
the global markets are a bit like, well, we might have to cut our own rates before the Fed, which was
that had nothing to do with the Bitcoin price. So we spotted yesterday, me and Zach were watching that, and the volume jumped up quite intensely. Was it 4:30-ish in the afternoon? Which markets already open and everything, and we couldn't find anything in the news, there's nothing. And then Binance announced this morning, I think was it, they sold $1 billion of Bitcoin for USDC.
When did they do that?
Taking a guess. Yesterday.
Yeah, but both these things combine, really. You see, there's a lot of
fucking trying
moving
here.
Parts. There's never really one reason.
But the volume just cropped up out of nowhere all of a sudden.
I'll give you that. That might be a factor. The Fed might be a factor. The tensions in the world are a factor.
They wanted to move the No, but the price, there was no fact. The factor had already happened.
Their own factors.
But no, because the Fed piece had already been announced and it had already happened. The reaction had already happened. Then randomly, when there was no news out for anything that we could find at 4:30, its volume spiked and the price dropped to 59K, which is what we believe is that.
Okay.
I would believe so it was that.
Plethora of factors contributed to the decline in price.
Yeah. So again, it was my differentiation between it's not a correction as such. There's a reason as to why that price has gone down, not because sentiment has changed. There's been reasons to it, which is the scare of the reaction to the Israel and Iran and the Binance deciding to dump $1 billion on the market.
Okay. So, yeah, fair enough.
Sentiment doesn't seem to have changed.
So, good one. Coinbase released their Bitcoin.
No.
Boo.
So did Kraken.
Let's watch them.
I watched this without sound and thought, what is that? I did not get it at all, but I realized you need to listen.
I've seen
it. All right,
both.
Let's see it.
Over time, your money gets you less. Does Bitcoin? Well, in 2012, one Bitcoin bought you this much pizza. In 2016, this much pizza. In 2020, this much pizza. And in 2024, well, you get the gist. Roughly every 4 years, the future supply of Bitcoin is reduced. So historically, you get more, not less.
That is pretty good from Coinbase.
Now, without sound, it was terrible.
Without sound, it was terrible.
But with sound, it makes more sense.
Good little render. Nice physics.
Yeah, it was a good render.
Where was your render?
I actually did a very similar render 4 years ago. But I piled pizza boxes from the globe up to the sun in terms of how many pizzas it would buy you. So I'm 4 years ahead of Coinbase.
So they've copied you?
Basically.
We should have got ours.
Republish my halving render from 4 years ago. The old man chopping a Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I won't. No, I've decided I've got so much better since, and then I've retired from rendering.
You're retired.
AI killed it.
Long career.
AI killed it.
Got out while you're at the top.
Yeah, I just felt, I can't get better than this.
But in all fairness, it's a short advert and it does get the message across of inflation and Bitcoin price going up. So it is interesting.
I'd love to see someone's reaction that's not in the industry because it's very short. So it's saying a lot and it might be hard to process all that as quickly as we can because we already know the facts.
Yes. I think the one Bitcoin bought you this year. I think that
we
is
see that a
comparison.
Lot.
Yeah, we've used recently, haven't we, Mikey, with some stuff.
But then they're just kind of jammed in there trying to explain the halving.
Yeah, maybe they didn't need the halving.
Yeah, didn't need the halving piece.
Doesn't need the halving in there. So they could use that any time of year.
So let's just do the same, but cut the halving piece out, Mikey. You get that and we'll publish that.
You got it.
We won't use pizza boxes and pets. We'll use something
different. If you need me to do a physics render, just shout.
Will do. I thought we really needed to do one, Dave, so...
Oh, wow. One last render.
What a way to go.
It'd be an honour to work on that with you, Dave.
What was the Kraken one?
No, they released them at exactly the same time. And the Kraken's got lost, I think, because Coinbase...
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah.
I like Kraken, so...
5 p.m, 50... Oh, no, 3 p.m.
God, that was even earlier then, yeah.
5 p.m.
Completely missed it.
So, what is money? And how does it get value? Paper money has value because someone says so. Bitcoin is different. It's like digital gold. It has value for many of the reasons gold does. But that's only the start. Gold originally had value because it was scarce, but no one knows how much is left to dig up. Bitcoin, on the other hand, has a limited supply, 21 million, and it can never be counterfeited. Every day, more people are buying it, making it more scarce, making it more valuable. But you can also split it up because every Bitcoin is divisible by a lot. Each Bitcoin can be split into 100 million smaller units. So if one Bitcoin was worth $1 million, the smallest unit, called a Satoshi, would be worth one penny. So you can send whatever amount you want, and no one can stop you, because no central authority controls it. So unlike with banks and credit card companies, you don't need approval to use it, and no one can decide to just print more or shut it down. It puts the power back in all our hands. Bitcoin lets you control your finances. Kraken lets you buy Bitcoin. Kraken, see what crypto can be.
I like that one.
Yeah,
it's a bit long.
I don't like it as much. It was a bit information overload.
Yeah.
If you're trying to, I feel like if you're trying to appeal to
Again, it wasn't really a halving one. I know it does mention.
Yeah, it wasn't.
But it's very good. Which was your favourite, Mikey, from an artistic point of view?
From an artistic point of view, the Coinbase one was better, but the information in that was...
Again, same with this
more
one.
Educational.
I'd like to see someone outside of the industry watch this.
Yeah.
See what they're getting from.
It's a minute long, as opposed to like...
30 seconds.
30 seconds, and then is it... There's a lot of information.
Yeah.
Maybe
a lot going on. There's a lot of... changes. Words. I didn't like that one.
Yeah. There wasn't much pause for breath.
I think Coinbase win that.
Yeah.
I don't know, I prefer Kraken's. Didn't know Coinbase would win it. Sorry.
Maybe for you.
We've made it. No, we made
it. I thought Coinbase the enemy.
Yeah. Coinbase. Coinbase. Credit where credit to you.
Could be the enemy and make good adverts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would.
I do prefer Kraken's personally, though.
Okay.
Normally slag Coinbase off, but Coinbase's I liked is simple and easy to understand in, I think, for mainstream. But yeah, Kraken's was maybe a little bit too noisy for me. We need more content in some respects.
Oh, yeah. Just looking forward to the Coin Corner one.
I've got big plans. I've just jotted that down.
Big plans.
Big plans for that.
You're gonna try and get it. You're gonna try and get it in before the halving.
Well, no, because that's a day.
Yeah, you're a bit late to the old.
It's nothing to do.
You're a bit late to it.
No. It's nothing to do with the halving. This is bigger.
Do you get worried when he jots down a big plan? So you got good. Yeah.
I'm exhausted by the big plan to get dropped. I've come without consultation.
I did that this week, actually.
Yeah.
Twice.
Just do what you want, pal.
It was good, though. It was a good idea, wasn't it? And we now might be going with it, so, you know, everyone bought into it. It was good fun. Okay. Anyway, we've just absolutely teased there as well, by the way, what we were talking about. Nobody has a clue. Even Mikey and Zach, I don't think, understand what we're talking about. They weren't in that conversation.
This is a top secret.
Yeah. Yes. We'll tell you after, Mikey.
Right, UK inflation.
Oh, yeah. US inflation had gone up. But UK actually yesterday have announced it's gone down from 3.4% to 3.2% in March. So good direction. I think obviously that gives good precedent potentially for interest rates to be lowered at some point. But I think people are still now expecting maybe only one, maybe two drops of interest rates this year still, by the sounds of it.
No, and I think it's a demonstration of the cotillion effect. America printing the money, everyone's... They dominate the monetary agenda, and it will trickle down to the UK, and the UK's inflation will go back up in a few months' time.
Well, are we tailing? That is an interesting point. That's right. Good.
What were you saying earlier?
Are we just sort of trailing behind? So the US, actually, they were on the way down, but they've just gone back up. Are we on our way down at the minute, but actually in a month or two will we go back up?
Yeah, just once the American money... It's only the other week where they borrowed, printed... invented $1.2 trillion for their own budget because they didn't have enough, and now, you know, their inflation goes up. It's not why is that a surprise at anyone, and it'll just take time to drip down into the UK and European economies.
So
would be my guess.
A couple of months, we might see it go the other way.
Yeah,
the 3.2 is not bad though. Now in terms of, well, it's not good, but no, it's not the target that they want. But the US, did the US come that low? I can't remember what the US was at then.
US is 3.5 at the minute.
So did they get down to 3.4 and then went back up to 3.5? So they didn't actually get as low as 3.2.
Yeah, when are we all just going to agree 3's fine?
4, I told you, the new target rate 4. Send this to the
3 will be fine.
3.5 up from 3.2.
Okay, so they got 3. Okay, that'd be interesting then. See if UK goes up. Nice. Let's see.
I swear I saw a Bloomberg article. I think in Bloomberg...
You told me about this.
No, yeah. This is a different one. Someone had written that, and maybe one of the banks had said that inflation isn't that important for interest rates. So like almost to start whitewashing it a bit and saying they shouldn't be targeted like this anymore.
This was a US bank, was it not? It was a US bank.
There's also been an article about how they record inflationary rates. And that they should be changed slightly because they're not really, like they should be average. Mm-hmm. So they try and get them lower.
It looks better.
Yeah. Really, yeah. So there's a bit of mainstream media articles about...
Certainly, kind of, yeah.
Changing the agenda a little bit. Yeah. It's just
moving the goalposts.
Slightly, yeah. So it just comes, actually, yes, free's not bad. Everyone wants a cheaper mortgage, so let's get the interest rates down. Sad, really. Anyway. Okay. What are you laughing at that? What are you laughing at, Ollie? You can't. It's yeah. It's just sad, really. Everyone goes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone that is sad. Take action. Yeah, who's with me?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Oh, let's cut that out. Yeah. I forgot about those rules.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
Sorry.
Mikey doesn't have time as it is.
Oh, so bleep it. Just bleep it, Mikey. Apologies, I forgot. So that you get carried away, don't you?
Okay. Elon Musk conserved X and charged users a small fee for post bookmarks. All he knows is movie.
Yeah, it's new users. So existing users, they'll already be like slowly clamping down and they'll dwindle away the bots. I think this is to counter the bots, isn't it? And it'll slowly dwindle them away over time. But then new people coming in will have to pay. I assume I read it as they'd pay, like say they pay a pound or a dollar or something. And then once you pay the dollar, you can like and you can post. It's not like a dollar per like, a dollar per post or anything. But I think it's just to protect from the bots. But it's potentially going to strangle it a little bit.
It's becoming the all-encompassing app though, isn't it? The AI thing's been added. Jobs listings are on there now.
Yeah,
there's a little job section.
They're trying to do everything. I think that's going to be a big problem, is that they're trying to do everything. That's going to spread them too thin. It's going to be stuff that I think they're going to do that and then potentially see what maybe sticks and then turn a focus to that and scrap things off. We've seen big companies do this all the time. Google, Apple, everything. They do all these things, try to do and be everything.
And we know payments will be on there soon.
In some capacity, we don't know what that looks like still. I don't think it's good. I was flagging this one just because I think it's still going in a very bad direction, unfortunately. It's clearly no longer free speech.
Yeah.
So everybody has to pay now.
Small fee speech.
Small fee speech, yeah. So he bought this platform to keep it a free speech platform, was his original comments.
It's weird, right? Because they are, but like on the counter of that, they are funding like lawyers' fees against fighting free speech in like Brazil and stuff. It's funding people to fight cases there.
That's only because they got kicked out of Brazil.
But he's funding like individual people's court cases, not like...
Yeah, but is it? That's a drop in the ocean against revenue they'll make from charging people, isn't it?
But I'm just saying it's like...
Because it's great PR.
But it's also because, wasn't it because they were told by the courts in Brazil to shut down a load of social influencers?
And then
they've refused to. So by them refusing to, they need to fight the courts.
But
so
they're not just doing it in Brazil.
They're doing it as a conduit almost to pay these court things with the court case and then they can carry on as normal in there. So I think it's for their own purpose as well.
I'm sure it's all
more good and above board.
Right, cracking.
I don't pay for Twitter, so I'm fighting it.
Well, you might not.
Look at all you guys. Yeah. You'll have to.
Give it time. Well, you might have to.
You will have to.
No, I bet I never have to.
I'm paying for Twitter Blue. Guys like me and you have to, you know.
Yeah. You got to find the system. Join the system.
Oh, not for a few months.
Still paying for it though.
You got to fight against the things you don't believe in.
I know, but or just go along with it.
Yeah.
But it is moving to Nostra and stuff like that, where people, our industry is, quite a lot of them have moved there in some respects, but it's hard to when the rest of the world is still on.
Keep getting new followers though, don't I? Look at that. 2000.
Nice, mate.
You have to go a long way to find something that happens.
Yes.
Post it somewhere. Anyway, we haven't got time for this, Mikey.
I'm so in time. Go to the next point.
Right. Next point. Google has opened a new office in El Salvador.
Yeah, I flagged this one as well. It did a little bit. But I thought
it was a fake building when I saw it.
Oh, they haven't opened one. They're planning on opening one.
Planning. I assume it is a fake building. I don't think.
Oh, right. Okay. So it was a fake building.
I'm guessing so.
Right.
I thought it was quite cool. El Salvador doing what they're doing over these last 2 years, having then Google come and set up an office there is pretty big for them. We know the Alaman have many times tried to entice Google and other companies to come and set up here and do that. And countries are always trying to.
But why would Google go there?
Go where?
El Salvador.
Well, they're not just opening an office. They're like actively investing in schools, like building a curriculum around like digital products and that kind of thing.
They also recently removed all capital gains on tech companies.
So there you go. So the tax incentivized.
Well, they could have had that here. why didn't they sell up here? There's no corporation, no capital gains tax here, so they could.
Yeah, it's not the only place instead, in the world. Yeah.
But they've been incentivized to go to El Salvador instead for whatever reason they see as as worthwhile.
Better the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, remove income tax.
What do you think the long term? I was reading something. Obviously, El Salvador is still in negotiations with the IMF for like a 1.5 billion thing, which is stalled due to they want them to remove the Bitcoin policy. But they kind of need the money to pay off their current debts. So I also read that they're going to plan on offering a $1 billion bond, which is going to be tied to their IMF rating or tied to the IMF deal. So if they don't get the deal, the percentage will go up.
So if they don't get the deal, this bond's available. But if they do get the deal, the
it's available anyway. But if they don't get the deal, you get the percentage increases massively on the bond because they need the money, right? So they need people to buy that.
Also, there's a risk, but it's changed fundamentally because it's a riskier bond at that point.
So it's very interesting what's going on really there at the moment. Obviously, they don't want to sell Bitcoin to pay off the IMF. No. I don't even think they have enough to what they owe, to be honest.
They've got like, is it a couple of $100 million?
With? Yeah. But they owe like, yeah.
Sure, we read a thing the other week, which was if they sold all their Bitcoin, they could pay off. But why would they?
Yeah.
So someone was saying that they have.
I don't know if they can.
Most of them do that. Like 70K. Over a billion. So they might not anymore.
Yeah, I always thought it was about 150, 200 million. Yeah.
I think they owe over a billion in debt.
Oh, it was because he put the address.
Public address.
Didn't he? But we don't know if that was their, all of their funds or whether that's just some. I think it was like 150 million or something in that one.
But they're still falling into, if they need this IMF deal, it's like falling into the IMF's traps of, taking the deal to pay off their old deal.
It's a shame that,
it carries on, right?
I was going to ask, has there ever been a precedent where someone's actually cleared their IMF debt?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or they just borrow more to pay off the old debt?
But this, are they hoping Bitcoin goes up so much they can just clear it?
Right? The first to actually get out from under the IMF.
This is why I wanted to touch on this as well, because like they've obviously attracted Google, they've made Bitcoin legal tender, they've moved in lots of different ways that is unseen in the world at the minute. So they are doing incredibly brave things, I think, and obviously at the minute working out quite good for them.
Yeah. I mean, it's not all paradise and gold, is it? To like, he has changed the law so he could have another term.
He's done this. It's very dictatorship in that respect.
Yeah.
But what he's done for the country, though, in that, and then the other side of it is
he's changed it from like the number one murder capital in the world to an actual safe place.
And it has been extreme the way he's done that. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, but how he did that is
he's done that, and it's brave. But
his approval rating's through the roof as well.
Yeah. So he's done something right. And it is, it's like, it's a really difficult question. It's always that.
It should be his political party.
Yeah.
Not just him, right?
Is it a dictatorship over, democracy? So yeah, it's interesting.
So yeah, interesting to see if they get the IMF deal or not.
Okay. Foundry services will isolate the Bitcoin halving Ethibasa and redistribute profits to its full point. It's the Ethibasa.
They'll keep it for themselves. It's just
the first.
Foundry have already called in that they'll win that.
No, they're planning on.
If they do.
No, they're going to give it out to their pool operators. They said they're going to share the profits.
If they get that, but I mean they are going to send it. They are biggest. They're most likely to get it, aren't they? But okay.
But we'll see what they sell it for. But Ocean.
But this just.
Yeah.
I mean, Ocean are not going to do that. Ocean, it just goes to whoever mined the most, whoever had the most hashing power for that block in their pool.
Right.
So that's the proper way of doing it, right?
Which would be interesting, yeah.
It's like, and ordinals are changing the game of adding value to the sats, right? So it's kind of like, I read a good statement, it's basically a tack on Bitcoin's fungibility, right?
I was about to say, it's fungibility.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Interestingly, what you just said, like, because at first I'm thinking, okay, that's Ocean, that's good. They're not pushing or doing anything. But actually, because we mine at Ocean, if we've got less of a hash, we know we're not going to be the biggest hash rate for that block. Would it make more sense for us to move that hash rate to Foundry in the hope that they find it and then that gets distributed to all the hash rate in the block?
Should we do that?
Could do. Or someone with massive hash rate could move it to Ocean.
To Ocean, just to try and be the one that grabs it, so they don't share with other people.
But this is what ordinals have kind of introduced, right? Like say it's...
Incentivizes. It's a different model. It's interesting.
And then I wonder how many reorg attempts on the halving block there's going to be.
Yeah.
Because all the miners will want it, right?
Taking that rare site is going to be worth, $1 million. it's worth trying to reorg and waste a bit of hash rate to do it.
But do they think there'll definitely be that sort of value in a market for that rare sat?
It's once every 4 years. That's
skeptical.
One every 4 years. There's only been three of them so far.
Mm.
So that's the way they're looking at it, thinking this will be the fourth.
Yeah, I don't know if, I assume one hasn't sold from the other years already. I don't really know the Ordinals marketplace and if there's volume, I don't really know what's going on.
But if you think of it like that in terms of a collectible style thing, if you cared about that, there's three of them in circulation. There's going to be a fourth one coming in.
Yeah, but is there enough people that care about that? See, personally, you know, it's like those people that collect rare coins. To me, they're still
it's niche.
A pound with a different spelling of something on it. It's apparently worth more, but you're still pounding the shop, isn't it?
Mm.
That's exactly that.
But some people are willing to pay, I guess. So that's what they're gambling on. I don't know what that price will be.
So are we moving our hash rate to Foundry? Is that what we're saying? So just call that now and just do it?
No.
All right.
No.
Fine, but if Foundry win it, there's got to be some sort of
ocean
comeuppance for you.
Fine.
All right, fine. I don't know what that'll be. I'll take any suggestions what that'll be on here.
You have to remember
going
to Foundry, you might, even if the rare sat, they did find it, they sold it for, you know, even $10 million or something. Or hashing power is so small, you might get, you know, 100 quid off it or something. It's probably not worth bothering with.
This guy doesn't bother with $100 anymore. It's big time Charlie, isn't he? $200 not worth bothering.
No, when you've got a $1.2 million miner sat down there, you can't do anything with. Spending the pet rock.
Can we point that one at Foundry? You'll be like, no thanks.
Just reject it.
But yeah, it's just interesting to see. Obviously, the fungibility of Bitcoin slightly change and incentives change because of it, right? But it's not fully. It's not destroying the fungibility of Bitcoin, which is like a core monetary. Principle.
A niche divergence of fungibility for me.
Which is like collecting rare coins and stuff.
It's interesting. It's noise. It's a distraction in some way in my head. I'd just rather not be distracted by that, I think.
Okay.
Focus on money.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember to report who wins it, though. Just so I can get Zach back.
Yeah. And could go pivot to solo mine and see if we just get it.
By the way, I kind of think we should just
go on, do it.
Can we spin up a website where we just solo mine with our hash rate, right? And then
you mean a pool?
What? So it's more visible to everyone. So.
Yeah, our own pool.
Yeah. All that.
Yeah. We know anyone else point to except
just us.
Invite only.
Just so people could see like our contribution, how much are up, and then just to make it more public. And then they can see how many stats we've actually earned by solo mining.
Well, there'll be zero.
And then
every time, I know. Instead of tweeting every time we mine a block, we'll tweet every time we didn't mine a block.
Yeah.
We'll close this time, guys.
Every time we didn't win it. Just
nearly got that one.
Just goes out on its own Twitter
account. I'm up for that.
Yeah.
I am happily.
I don't know who's got time to do that.
Honestly, up for that. What we could do with it is only make a pool that only allows Bitcoin mining heaters to join
the heating pool.
So it's the heating pool.
We're literally
boiling the earth with this pool. I'm in for that one,
man. I'm in.
It'll mainly be like UK people joining.
How would you prove it? Send a photo of your heater.
We need a picture of the heater before we give them access to the pool.
Picture of any old heater.
Right. Anyway, let's move on to something sensible.
Harding predictions, then we can move
on. Right.
Mikey was right, move on.
Mikey absolutely nailed it.
Mikey, no, come on. Credit where credit's due. I've nailed it.
Mikey's nailed it.
So when was it, Mikey? January or something? I said it'll be 20th of April.
It hasn't happened yet, don't forget.
It hasn't happened yet.
It might end up being quicker because people just coming up to it might turn it on for the last couple of blocks and like start nailing it.
He'll be turning off our mic.
You haven't got enough time now. Surely that we can call you could call me being right now.
Mike is
no.
Bitcoin hash rate.
No. I know you don't want to. And I'll be gloating about it for ages, but I'm right.
Maybe use someone else's because there's
here we go.
Coin wars will be fine.
This will be a really rough use of data to try and prove that there might be some movement in it.
Just do that over 3 months. It's not increased, no. It's not.
So
it's a slow and steady upwards trend there, but there's not an massive influx at the minute.
So what we're saying is it's very highly likely now to be the 20th of April, which I said a couple of months ago.
Yep. That's fair.
Right, I'll take
it. You haven't won yet.
I'm going. Well done, guys.
It's 4 a.m. UTC time, isn't it, as well?
So we're only 4 hours away from that being 19th.
Yeah.
I think we are, but I think I'll win that.
I think Mikey's going to nail it.
That's ridiculous. I think you'll have it, Dave.
I think I'll have it
personally.
But what did you say?
16th.
Molly? He said sometime in March.
10th.
No, we didn't say March.
10th. Anyway. I expected more hash rate to increase coming up to it, which is why I thought I would have sped it up.
Anyway, happy having, guys.
Subs. I told you to leave it until they're on the podcast.
Oh, I have literally no idea what you said. Some of what you were on about there.
Subbing you out. Cool.
Subbing you out.
Get Joey.
What time you replace me. Yeah. Yeah, well, we've hit 900 subscribers on the YouTube channel. So well done. Thanks for following. Like and subscribe. Helps the algorithms. That's it.
Next 100 is a big one, isn't it?
Give away 1,000.
Get a comma in there.
Can we do it?
Oh, yeah, I did give away 1,000.
Why don't we give away one of the minor tiers? Big giveaway.
Does someone want a garden incinerator?
give away a minor here for the 1,000th subscriber. Oh my god, let's do that.
Do that, huh?
No, no, what you do, you
not being in charge of any of it.
We'll randomly, out of the 1,000, you randomly pick one. So subscribers can still win.
Can't exclude the others. Okay. I tell you what, anyone that comments on the video when we hit 1,000 subscribers.
And this guy's a pro.
Comments.
Getting some engagement with the comments.
Okay. I didn't even think of that, but that's a good one. I meant just so it's easy for us to know that activity.
I think it'll be a long way off. It'll take us months to get to
it. Months? This is insulting you, Mikey.
Okay. What we should have said is every comment up until then will count as an entry, and that would have really got the engagement.
There we go. Right. That's the new one.
Someone's got to go through and check those comments.
That's how you do it.
Every comment from now until 1,000 subscribers, when we hit 1,000, we'll pick one of the comments, and that comment will win a Bitcoin mining here.
Right, official, that's it done.
There you go.
That's what we're doing. Class, like that. Nice one, Danny.
Must be from a place we can ship to.
Yeah, it must be from a place we can ship to, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine.
There's the T's and C's.
Just dox yourself in the comments. Full address.
Actually, T's and C's, please don't put your address in the comments.
Okay. All right, okay, fine.
Just in time for winner, they'll get it.
Mike, you can put a bit at the end of this video, can't you, to say...
What, T's and C's?
Yeah, whatever.
I've got to put this in the next hour, Dave.
Yeah, all right, fine.
Fine, go.
Sound.
Okay. Well, are you going to talk about Jonah
Kamenter? Do you want to talk about
him? I think Dave does.
You wrote that down.
Tall guy.
All right, tall guy, handsome guy, great guy, funny guy, charming guy. If you get a chance to meet him, talk to him, he's a great guy.
He is.
Yeah.
I'm not going as far as Dave. Joe, but...
Yeah,
he's exploring the island today with, hopefully I'm waiting for a selfie to come in from him with some characters, yeah.
Oh.
Not with Henry.
Yeah. Oh.
He's with Henry, but the selfie's not with
him. Why are you waiting for that?
The selfie's with a surprise character.
Character.
We'll post it. No, it's up to him to post it. We can't post
anyway,
it.
Okay, I don't know.
I asked him for...
Right, guys. Mikey's in a mega rush.
Dude is from our Telegram chat. What will the halving change for you guys in terms of office heating by the miners?
We'll get half of our spring.
We will mining rewards. We'll get half the reward. But
we supplement it with that we would be running electrical heaters anyway.
That is the crucial point that I have to reiterate to everyone over and over again. We have to run electric heaters. You know, you might as well be earning Bitcoin if you're doing it.
Yeah.
And the power outage, the power usage is on par, if not sometimes actually slightly less for the miners. So,
cold countries, you're going to have to heat the place anyway. Mate, so.
Yep.
Do you want to touch on the Rail Bedford investment from the being on the local buy?
Congrats to Peter and Rail Bedford team and all the team there on winning the league and investment, yeah. It's exciting for... English football, I think, as well.
It is a nice little project, that, isn't it, Rob?
Was it the largest investment for a non-league club?
Yep.
Yeah, class.
Yeah, yeah. It's the plan of attack for that as well. I think it's going to be good. It's a good little business model.
I would love it if they just blew it on, just bought one player. Mm. But like 4 million pound.
Dave's
player.
Clearly not read the plan of attack, has he? No. Clearly not read the plan of attack. Right, Dave. Just think
went,
Bitcoin.
If they just went,
think Bitcoin.
Right.
Think what the conference was called.
Yeah.
And that's what is.
I know. Yeah.
It's true now. So what the plan is? Buy Bitcoin.
Not to buy one player.
No. Buy Bitcoin.
What's just
whole Bitcoin?
Oh, is that the plan?
That's the plan.
So buying whole Bitcoin.
Buying whole Bitcoin and let that accumulate over the next 10 years as they...
When do they put a bid in for Ronaldo then?
Get promoted into all the leagues. Ronaldo will be retired by the time they'd care.
Okay. Okay.
Well, maybe not. He's still going.
Fair dinkums. Yeah, fair play to him.
Great plan of attack, I think. Yeah, I'm excited for him. Yeah. For that.
I did see them celebrating by chanting Winklevoss in the changing rooms, which was a bit weird.
Mars Junction, Mars Junction.
I mean, this does open up a Mars Junction concert at the ground.
There we go.
Yeah. I mean, how many does that ground hold, though?
They had 1,000.
Not
1,000.
Not a junction, Mars Junction.
Yeah, they had over 1,000 in a day. Surely you don't get that many. No. Not that popular. Yeah. In our industry, but I don't think outside anyone knows it.
Yeah. Probably caveat that the Winklevoss's band is called Mars Junction.
Yeah.
Class.
It's not a popular band, is it, as far as I'm aware?
I don't know. Well, newly formed, hard-hitting rock band.
No, I think it's just like...
They're a cover band, yeah. I haven't heard an original yet. They just did it. Which is cool. Just
everything's 20, yeah, it's 21.
Yeah.
That's funny. Everything's 20. Nice. All of it was.
They're not doing it for making money.
No, they just like to do it, yeah.
No, it's cool. Yeah.
Still a shitcoin casino, Gemini. Let's not down.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we were.
Don't let him off of that. Yeah.
Let's be honest.
We were talking around that, really.
And we were, but that's what I'm just clarifying. They are still a shitcoin casino, if we're all brutally honest. They know that themselves. Yeah. Here in Bedford, all good. Yeah. And Winklevoss can do what they want. They're pushing Bitcoin, happy days.
All the Americans love Bedford. You thought it was great.
Yeah, surprisingly, yeah. It reminded me a little bit of. Of home in some areas, I would say, but it's a little bit more like some of it is very nice actually. Some of it is nice, which is the bits you would have seen from Twitter, I think, and the little river.
It's just your average UK kind of place,
Well, there's a website that ranks all UK cities.
Oh, what do you think Bedford is?
Is Bedford a city?
No idea. Well, I mean, London's number one. That's the actual website.
It won't be in the top 10, Mikey.
It was like the crappy website that used to go around. And
oh, yes. I remember them.
Yeah, I can't remember what's called then.
We'll try and drop it in the notes.
Yeah, okay. It's a brilliant site. Highlights all the negative things about UK cities.
But it's just a guy doing it himself. Yeah. It's not like an official thing. It's
fair enough.
Right.
Anyway, next question, let's go.
UFC winner using UFC winner using after flight talk to promote Austrian.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that? I watched it live about 2 in the morning. I was like, this guy's just dropping Austrian economics.
Did he tell everyone to read something?
Yeah, read the...
And it wasn't Hayek?
No, it was Ludwig von Mises. I can't remember what
he's been the most downloaded. It's been like
down. Yeah, they saw a massive bump in downloads.
But was that UFC fighter not promoting his own? Was he got his own podcast?
He just started a podcast,
On money.
On
class. See, that's the way to do it. Yeah. When you start, get a UFC belt.
What, me fighting that guy? I mean, if he's up for it, I'm not going to last long.
It won't be very good when you're unconscious with it. Maybe just prick corners.
You'd see it a lot with the, not UFC fighters, but it all tends to be the Brazilian ones or the ones from kind of Latin America that seem to get it more.
Mm-hmm.
They're always the ones talking about it, which is quite interesting.
Yeah. But
he was moments away from losing as well, so.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Right.
So that makes it better. He then went, the day after, he went on the biggest MMA show, MMA podcast, and talked about it in depth more than the call.
Is it worth listening?
Haven't listened to it all yet, but.
Interesting.
Maybe. Yeah.
Cool.
It's good. It's good for exposure, I think, for monetary policy side of things and educating people, the wider audience. Where, how do you get out to them people? He's not got a massive platform in him, has he?
No.
He blew up more in our industry than anything else, but at least he's got an audience that are outside of this sector. So it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. Sound.
Was that it? There was another question.
Oh, there was the guy on YouTube that said we need to bring more energy to the podcast.
Yeah.
Nah.
The answer's no. But next,
never going to happen.
Yeah, another question. The energy, this is the British energy, I think.
We're not going to pretend to be something. We're not. It's how we are.
What was the next? There was another question. To
followed on with what's the future for Bitcoin Corner? What's on the cooker? How are you going to develop what's a company? Will you expand your Bitcoin financial product base? That was a poor question.
I like that one. What's on the cooker?
Yes to all of the above.
What's on the cooker?
Yeah. Yes, of course, we're going to keep expanding. We've got new things coming out throughout the year, as we've teased with, I think, already.
But never enough.
I know. Well, you are meant to be announcing half of one today or tomorrow, and then next week we'll be announcing some as well. But they just keep getting pushed back for various reasons. But yeah, there's two new products-ish coming to be shouted about. There'll be more in the next 3 to 6 months as well. So yes, lots of new exciting things.
No to energy, yes to new exciting things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Cool. So. Cool.
Cheers.
Right, cheerio.
This one, Mikey.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you.
Good luck, Mikey. Peace.